This is KCUR 89.3. Kansas City audiences might know Johnny Hamill from his funky bass lines in the band Mr. Marco's V7, but he's also a music teacher and a one-man evangelist for the deep sounds of the double bass. 7 years ago, Hamill created the Kansas City Bass Workshop, and he's enlisted some of the instrument's finest players to teach the next generation of musicians. KCUR's Julie Denishay reports.
Here comes the intro.
Johnny Hamill and five students crowd together with their large upright basses for a masterclass. They're in a small dressing room in the performing arts wing of Shawnee Mission North High School. The Kansas City Bass Workshop is in full swing, and each student takes turns playing a tune. There are some 70 students in town for the workshop, like 13-year-old Laszlo Gaspar. Gaspar's traveled all the way from Manhattan Beach, California. He says when he walked into his first class, he felt like he'd found his tribe.
Oh, I was just blown away. I was like, oh my gosh, there's so many basses. It's so nice with the dark, deep voices and everything. It was a complete new experience, and I was really happy.
Yeah.
Hamill is following in the footsteps of his mentor, George Vance. Vance was known for his innovative method of teaching the bass to young players. And when Vance died of cancer in 2009, Hamill decided to start a bass workshop of his own.
That's what you want to teach them, how to just be in love with playing the bass. Once they do that, then it doesn't matter where they go or what they do. They just become this really great human being.
As the workshop's reputation has grown, Hamill's been able to bring in musical powerhouses, like the legendary double bass player Francois Rabat. Rabat is based in Paris, and he's performed with the likes of Duke Ellington, Edith Piaf, and Ornette Coleman. Rabat is known as a virtuoso player, but he treats students of all ages as fellow musicians.
You must respect them and speak with them like adults, not like children. When you would teach anyone, you must be no one yourself. The king, it's the kid. You must hold him and you must love him and share with him your knowledge. You cannot share your knowledge if you don't make it equal to equal.
Bass player Tracy Rowell from Cleveland, Ohio is also on the workshop's faculty. Rowell says technology has revolutionized the rich tones of smaller basses. Students she teaches now begin playing as early as 4 years old.
People had to figure out how to make the bass, not only make the body of the instrument small enough, but it's really crucial to have the strings easy to push down on the fingerboard. And so that means that the bridge of the instrument and the fingerboard of the instrument have to be planed in such a way that the little fingers can put the strings down on the fingerboard without too much effort.
Yet younger kids need a different approach. Hamill struck a balance teaching basic skills in an entertaining way. 8-year-old Brandon Lewis says his favorite class with Hamill has an unusual name.
Weird and Wacky, and if you want to know the full name, it's Weird and Wacky and Potentially Dangerous. Weird and Wacky means like it's kind of weird, like you never know what's going to happen. And how it's wacky, well, it's just nonsense, basically. And the potentially dangerous part, we might lose someone or put out an eye.
Weird and wacky is potentially dangerous.
Some say Hamill's enthusiasm is irresistible. Again, Tracy Rowell.
Johnny has the kind of passion about what he does, and also he has a real vision for teaching and for sharing his love, and it, just being around him, that love tends to be infectious. People get excited about what they're doing just by being around Johnny.
And for Hamill, teaching the instrument he loves helps him keep his groove as both a musician and a teacher. He says at its core, playing the bass is really about being a good listener.
I want to listen to them. And so at a young age, they realize that there's people wanting to hear them. And I think that's really important, because through music, we can speak. getting people to hear that voice and understanding how big you can grow through that, like, that's very, very powerful. Stop there. Good.
The workshop may be over for another year, but for Johnny Hamill, the beat goes on. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Julie Denichet.